The ruling stems from a suit filed 2 years ago by the group Badger Catholic, challenging the university policy of invoking the constitutional separation of church and state as the reason for denying student funds to religious organizations. Attorney Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defense Fund represented Badger Catholic. He says the ruling from the 7th District Court of Appeals makes it clear that what is known as the Establishment Clause does not apply to the university's policy on student fees.
I think what the Seventh Circuit did is said, no, you go back to your original purpose to expand the spectrum of voices advocated in the marketplace of ideas at the university, that this enhanced the educational value and experience that the students had.
Lawrence says if the Establishment Clause required the university to deny funds to groups that proselytize, it would have to deny funds to almost any group.
Because they're all urging students and others to join their cause. If it's something important like protecting the environment or learning how to play chess or something in between, every group is in some way proselytizing and trying to get new members.
A spokesman for the University System Board of Regents says its attorneys are still analyzing the ruling. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.